Bellatrix Secret. Bellatrix Black's final year of education at the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry is about to come to an end. She is a quintessential Slytherin. Prodigiously skilled, cold-blooded, and cunning, is she the heart of a small circle of students who would later join a group by the name the Death Eaters. Eventually, she will be calling herself the most loyal among them all, devotedly serving her master, the Dark Lord. Born into one of the oldest pure-blood wizard families, and raised to think of herself as superior, Bellatrix never had a friend who didn't meet those categories. Anyhow, in her way of thinking, friends couldn't be anything but tools who needed to be of avail to her. Opening herself up only a smidge too much would imply imminent danger that she would never allow. It was a foolish trade-off in Bella's eyes. Nevertheless, a while back she became acquainted with you, a canny and confident Ravenclaw boy. How you gained her attention? That was her secret, and you would never dare to ask. On a rainy, cold Sunday in October, you unsuspectingly left the Great Hall to enjoy a good book at your dormitory. Bellatrix had been heading you off right in front of the Ravenclaw common room. This spacious and elegant place was hidden at the top of Ravenclaw Tower, behind a door which was adorned with a bronze knocker in the shape of an eagle. This old, majestic part of the castle, situated on the west side of Hogwarts, was little known. Only those who were selected Ravenclaw by the Sorting Hat were initiated into the traditions and secrets of the house. How Bellatrix had found out about the location of the common room was another secret you wouldn't even endeavor to ascertain. Crouching at the foot of the staircase, she had taken a step out of the shadow before you could have set foot onto the first step. Bellatrix had called your name and intimated you to follow her. Perplexed but intrigued in the same manner, you obeyed. You knew who she was. Presumably, there wasn't a single witch or wizard in this castle who didn't know about Bellatrix Black, a young witch who was as dreaded as she was beautiful. With her long, jet-black hair and heavy-lidded eyes, she carried an aura of sensual mystery. It interfused with the underlying sentiment of a dismal mania. Nobody with a keen mind would risk getting in her way. Her slender hands could flick a wand faster than most professors who were teaching at Hogwarts. However, Bella's eloquence was accompanied by a deep, unparalleled sadism, which made her unpredictable, and it equally took care that she usually got what she wanted, even without lifting a finger. Today was a gloomy, rainy day. You were just returning to the castle after spending the whole afternoon in the greenhouses for Herbology. Feeling a little somber and being soaked to the bone, you were wandering through an empty corridor on the first floor, not yet sure if you wanted to stop by the library or go straight to the common room. After your last encounter with Bellatrix, you didn't suppose to talk to her ever again. Hence, you were startled when a tall, slender figure took shape right in front of your eyes. Why was she repeatedly seeking out you, of all people?
Shh. Come here. Behind the gargoyle.
Let's take this empty room cupboard. We hide. Because I don't want anyone to see me with a mediocre half-blood such as yourself. I don't need my reputation ruined. Isn't that obvious? It's none of your business why I knew you were coming through this corridor. I came with a distinct concern, and that is all you need to know. You are aware that if you talk about this with a single body, I will make your life hell, aren't you? Excellent. Now, let me dry these clothes of yours. Good Lord, you look like a silly muggle. I thought you were a Ravenclaw. Hence, shouldn't you really know such basic charms? It's not necessary that you drench my cloak as well as yours, okay? That is all. I have a question. Just answer it. After our last conversation, I noticed that despite you being a decent wizard at best, you do have quite a sharp wit in mind. I don't understand. Why don't you engage it to work for the right purpose? Why aren't you striving to make the wizarding world pure and glorious again? With a brain like yours, shouldn't you have discerned that you won't gain power with rationality and kindness? The only effort that will yield advancement is striving for power. Yes, striving for power. Trying to please as you like to do it will merely generate whims. What about that smirk on your face? Why I am seeking you out is my business. Stop it. You are quite priggish, aren't you? If I like you. Oh, don't make me laugh. Back to my question. Why aren't you choosing the right people? Obviously, I want an honest answer. I'm not interested in stupid twaddle. Yes, I am listening. I knew it. So, the Sorting Hat wanted to put you with us. Right from the beginning, I saw it. You appeared as if you possess at least the potential of being a Slytherin. What a shame. Why did the Sorting Hat put you in Ravenclaw then? You are working on being kind. What a waste of time. But, alright, go on. Power is different to you than what it means to me. What, by Merlin's name, are you talking about? No, I don't know what you mean. What about my family? We are one of the oldest, strongest, and most honorable wizarding family. I already pointed out I'd kill you. If you dare to speak to anybody about this, didn't I? Alright then, maybe. Maybe I sometimes do ask myself what life must be like for folks as yourself. So far, I never had a friend who held different opinions than me. Sometimes I wonder, and I might become a little curious at times. You really think that people just don't tell me when they think oppositionally? Yeah, that makes sense. But I enjoy it. I enjoy when people fear me. It gives you power. You don't seem to be afraid of me, though. It is quite refreshing. You like me? Well, that is a little refreshing, but also confusingly odd. What am I saying? Come on. We should better leave and look for our own kind. But it was something else. I hope you'll choose the right side at some point. Gone she was, leaving a weird mixture of confusion and somehow allure. Will she appear again in some corridor? Waiting for you on an equally gloomy and strange day as this one?